Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to catch up with Rabbi Charlie Baginski, Chief Executive Officer of Liberal Judaism, who actually attended the Queen's funeral yesterday. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Back to normality in the reality of households this morning.
Yeah, I would imagine that yesterday was a day that you will never forget. Give us some of your learnings. Give us some of your impressions.
Well, first of all, I think it was not only the funeral for a grandmother and a mother and, you know, the very personal relationship she had not only with her family, but also with the country. But it was also a very universal experience for people there, that actually they were connecting with a moment in history and with, you know, that times are changing. And that was very, very present and very, very poignant.
So it is, and that is what was so incredible, is as much as there was this pomp and ceremony, and it was magnificent. It was probably one of the most beautiful things that visually we've seen, but it was also very personal. And I found that was what made it so special in a way.
Yes, I think there was, I mean, following the media coverage over the last nearly 2 weeks, you've seen how many people have shared their own story about what the Queen meant to them. And I think there was that level of personal, but there was also the level of personal where people were, it's been, for many people, it's been a very difficult time. And the Queen made this very poignant speech during COVID, for example, where she said, "We'll meet again." And there was the images of her sitting at Philip's funeral on her own. And I think during her funeral and during the mourning period leading up to it, many people were living out their own moments of grief, of bereavement, of separation, of things lost, of uncertainty. And it felt very personal for people on that level as well.
What was your, where were you during the day yesterday?
Okay, so I don't know whether you saw the pictures of the Abbey, but if your back was to the altar, to where, for example, the Archbishop of Canterbury did his sermon from, I was to his right. About, so you had right in front of him were royal family from other countries, and then there were faith leaders were right behind that, and that's where I was. So about, is it, 12 rows from the coffin.
Unbelievable. And that in itself says something, that there were faith leaders, representatives there in that, in given that level of prominence.
Absolutely. I mean, it's also not just that it was faith leaders. So I think there's one thing that the Queen was very clear, and I think King Charles will be equally, that while other faiths are not their faith, they both have a very strong Christian faith, they wanted to see the Church of England as being an umbrella for other faiths. Now, that doesn't mean the evangelical bringing us to Christianity, but rather being a safe haven for other faiths. And that's a big change in the church in this country over the, you know, over the last couple of decades or even decade. But also what was incredible was that if we take Judaism, for example, that yes, the chief rabbi of the United Synagogues, which is the Orthodox stream, really, you know, in the UK, United Synagogue is the largest denomination.
Right.
But I was there not only as a female faith leader, but as a progressive faith leader as well. And I think that is a huge change for us as Liberal Judaism, that when there are these national state events, that actually the country is beginning to recognize that there are more than one face of.
Well, I think it's even more than that. I think it's the effect that they recognize nuance and they take the time to recognize nuance. Because it would be so easy just to say, all right, you know, from Judaism, this is the representative, from our Islamic citizens, this is the representative. But to actually understand the nuance and diversity within a religion takes effort.
It really does take effort. It does take effort. And I think it's rewarded because the number of messages I've had from not only, you know, we have 40 congregations here in the UK, not only from those congregants, but also from just people in all sorts of different walks of life who say, do you know, it was so important that you were there, that actually we felt represented, that, you know, we saw ourselves, you know, we couldn't be at the funeral, but actually having you there was a way of us feeling that we mattered.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it is 9 o'clock. They're going to throw me right out of studio. I could talk to you about this for hours. Maybe we'll find another opportunity to do so. But thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for sharing that experience with us. Rabbi Charlie Baginski, Chief Executive Officer of Liberal Judaism, talking to us from the UK as about her experience of being at the funeral yesterday.